Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. India's e-commerce giants have been affected by currency changes. The online gender gap is due to increase worldwide and mobile shopping is expected to rule China's Singles' Day sales. Multiple e-commerce companies in India have been affected by the decision to scrap all 500 and 1,000 rupee notes in the country. The surprise announcement to discontinue India's two highest denominations of currency has led to companies such as Flipkart, Amazon, and Big Basket to temporarily stop some cash-on-delivery payment options. After the announcement, Flipkart and Amazon both removed the option for cash payment on orders over 1,000 rupees. This is expected to have a negative impact on the Indian e-commerce market as most retailers in the country rely on a large amount of their orders from customers in smaller towns being able to pay in cash. The change has also caused food delivery services to encourage the use of card payments. It's not known if the cash-on-delivery options will return to the e-commerce sites. A new survey has revealed the size of the online gender gap around the world. The results of the survey by one organization showed that in the world's developing and smaller nations, 18% of men have access to the web, whilst only 12% of women do. This results in a gender gap of 22 million more male users than female in the 48 least developed nations on Earth. By 2020, this is predicted to increase to 53.5 million. David McNair, policy director at One, said that the gap was down to factors ranging from access to education. He added that it was vital to stop the next generation of women missing the opportunities for empowerment, education, and inclusion offered by the internet. The Chinese Singles Day sale on the 11th of November is expected to be dominated by mobile shopping. Research performed by Kantar and CTR Market Research has suggested that nearly 90% of all internet users in China will purchase something during the sale, with over 60% of them doing so on a mobile device. This consists of 44% of all buyers using a mobile app and 16% using a mobile browser. The survey also found that this was followed by desktop and laptops, which 37% of buyers said they would be using to purchase goods. Alibaba is expected to see a 40% increase in revenues over 2015 through just the single day of sales, with over 30% of customers planning to spend between $80 and $320. Deutsche Post DHL has announced an increase in parcel shipments in Germany of 11%. This comes as the delivery company also announced profits of over 750 million euros for Q3, consisting of revenue increases in Europe of 13% and an e-commerce increase of 12%. The increases have likely been caused by the increasing number of retailers choosing to use Deutsche Post across Europe, such as businesses in the UK, Spain, and Portugal. CEO Frank Appel has confirmed that it will continue to invest in e-commerce delivery and take an increasingly active role in the development of e-commerce all over the world. And finally, eBay has announced a mass firing of almost all of its staff in India. The firing was confirmed by the managing director of eBay India, Latif Natani, who said that all but 15 of the production and technical team have been benched. Natani added that the company remains committed to India and will continue to invest in core product and technology development. This comes a year after eBay let 50 of its employees go from its tech services and product center in Bangalore, as well as 350 employees working at its Indian PayPal or eBay marketplace offices. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.